43 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hashtag Stop Galamsey Now still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and MyJoyOnline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and on Facebook. Coming up, Adal West District Security Council bans distribution of food and drinks at public events as it activates full health protocol to curb increasing cholera cases.
Food and they shouldn't share drinks, including other social gatherings. Whatever the refuse they will get in their homes, they should ban.
We have details as the Ghana Health Service cautions the public, especially travellers, suspecting possible importation of cases from neighbouring countries.
And we have a Mabek, Togo, Cote d'Ivoire, Cameroon, all of us. We had another important case in KwaZulu-Natal. Then just last week, we had two cases from Bong. We have to go to a neighbouring country.
Also coming up, public sector workers' union says strike continues as National Labour Commission fails to serve directive to compel their striking workers to resume duty.
They have not received the directives.
What does that mean to your strike? Are you calling it off?
What it actually means is that our strike is enforced.
In business.
Banks move to blacklist routine loan defaulters as part of measures to deal with rising non-performing loans. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, Osaitutu Senior High School makes history qualifying for the semi-finals of the National Science and Maths Quiz, kicking out GSTS and Apam Senior High School.
We are going to keep on making history and we'll make OT great.
We have details as Prosec Legon also defends his title to qualify for the semis. These and more coming up with me, Mami Esinyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. The Adal West District Security Council has banned food and drinks at public events as part of other measures to curb increasing cholera cases in the Adal East and West assemblies. Now, the Ghana Health Service says at least 43 cases have been recorded with one death in the last few days. Director of Public Health, Dr. Franklin Isiedu-Bekwin, suspects a possible importation of the infection from neighboring countries, cautioning the general public to improve personal hygiene protocols.
This has 37, and then Adal West has 6. So these are the confirmed cases. As I said, there are other suspected cases, but as I said for the initial stages, for us, we have established an outbreak. We are clear what we are dealing with, so we do not go on confirming unless it moves to another sub-district, which is new. They will try and ascertain what it is. I think we have gotten one or two deaths. I have to be sure, but there's one death that I know of. So those are the fatalities. What we are hoping to do is to minimize the number of severity of cases, those to avoid the death. And while we provide the necessary external ingredients like good water, and then they're providing some due conditions to avoid the escalation of the outbreak.
In the interim, the Adal West District Security Council has already activated some protocols, including a total ban on food and drinks at social gatherings. Samson Tete Bankpa is the CEO of the area.
Those structures are that the social distance, 1 meter, should be practiced all over the district, especially at public gatherings. Talk about churches, mosques, funerals, political rallies, and all those public gatherings. We decided that at funerals, they should not share food and they shouldn't share drinks at the funeral. So after that,
including other social gatherings as well?
Including other social gatherings.
Okay.
And then we also decided that Veronica buckets should be used at public gatherings, talk about the schools, and then the churches and those funerals.
Well, members of the Public Sector Workers Union are continuing their nationwide strike. This is due to the National Labour Commission's inability to serve its directive on Thursday to compel the union to resume work. First, listen to Head of Public Affairs at the National Labour Commission, Ayram Totima Jr., who told Joy News that the commission was to serve the directive on the striking workers after an agreement was reached between the two parties.
When the commission gives a directive, the secretariat prepares the brief of the directive of the commission and it sends it to the parties that are involved. And so that is exactly what they are waiting on. And I can assure you that they are getting it by the close of day.
But Deputy General Secretary of the Public Services Workers Union, John Sampa, says no directive was served, hence the strike continues.
They have not received the directives.
What does that mean to your strike? Are you calling it off?
What it actually means is that our strike is enforced till we have received it. Because the strike, calling of the strike action, wasn't the only directive that was given. And it is important that we receive the holistic ruling of the National Labour Commission and bring it to the attention of our members and the public.
Moving away from there, the Senior Staff Association of the Volta River Authority is kicking against the decision by Energy Ministry to suspend action on some bills seeking to merge the Volta River Authority and Bui Power into an entity. Minister of State at the Energy Ministry, Herbert Crapper, has written to the clerk in Parliament, asking Parliament to take consideration of four energy sector bills, which have all been opposed by the unions. And Max Olagbagba joins me in studio with a copy of this letter. Max, what are the details?
Well, it says the ministry refers to a letter dated 4th September 2024, submitting gazetted copies of the following bills to Parliament for consideration. One, the Ghana Thermal Authority Bill 2024, the Ghana Hydro Authority Bill 2024, the Ghana Power Distribution Authority Bill 2024, and the Ghana Energy Regulatory Bill 2024. Now, the ministry respectfully requests Parliament to suspend consideration of the aforementioned bills to enable us hold further consultations.
Thank you, Maxwell. But speaking to Joy News, chairman of the VRA Senior Staff Association, Theophilos Ahia, says their demand is for a complete withdrawal of the bills, not suspension.
We are taking note of the letter from the ministry to the parliament, asking parliament to suspend the discussion on the four bills. And we had a meeting with the minister on the 3rd of October. At our premises, where our board management and we, the staff, were in attendance. And at the end of the meeting, we were both emphatic that if the minister withdraws the bills from Parliament, we will also withdraw our action. But what we have seen, it's a suspension, and a suspension is not as same as withdrawal.
Meanwhile, the senior staff is set to hold crucial talks today to decide the next line of action. Now, the executive director of the Center for Democratic Development, Professor H. Kwesi Prempeh, has criticized government over the use of what he describes as complicit courts to suppress citizen rights to protest. According to an Afrobarometer report, trust in state institutions, including the courts and police, has plummeted to unprecedented lows. He spoke at the first anniversary public lecture in honor of the late Anthony Akoto Ampel.
But there are other protests, there are other barriers that are very, very intentional. And here, heavy-handed policing. Policing, the use of heavy-handed policing and a complicit court system to basically prevent and discourage protest, right? In a very, it's almost paradoxical. African government have noticed sometimes fear protest even more than they fear voting. Because, you know, voting, do things with voting. And in fact, one of the reasons why switching also doesn't make a whole lot of sense is that there's a lot of vote buying. Governments and parties spend lots of money buying votes. It's not easy to buy protest.
Now, Sai Tutu Senior High School has classed victory, defeating seasoned competitors Ghana Secondary Technical School and Apam Senior High School, bringing them to their first ever semi-final in the National Science and Maths Quiz. Meanwhile, defending champions Presbyterian Boys Secondary School also put on a stellar show, knocking out Pope John Senior High School. Now, Jacqueline and Sumaya Bo has more.
It was a battle for the ages, with Osei Tutu Senior High School locked in a fierce face-off against the giants of GSTS and a determined Apam SHS. The two schools went head-to-head, leaving the crowd holding their breath as the scoreboard lit up round after round.
At the end of the first round, GSTS has 4 points. Osei Tutu Senior High School has 18 points. Apam Senior High School has 18 points.
With every correct answer, the tension built, leading to a dramatic final showdown.
It hasn't been easy. This is our first time qualifying to the semi-finals.
I'm going to win the contest. I'm going to win this science and maths quiz. I told you.
While Osei Tutu celebrates their historic win, Prosek Lagon is on a mission to defend their title after brushing aside fierce competition from Pope John SHS and St. James Seminary. In a tense contest, Prosek's experience showed, but they admitted that it was no easy ride.
Jacqueline and Sumaya Bua bringing us to the end of this morning's bulletin. I am Amyesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.
Oh, jump on him.
Go, go.